Today, we have lesson number 24 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Today we will study the last two Mishnayos of Perek He, the last two Mishnayos of the fifth Perek, Mishnayos 8 Ches and 9 Tes. Mishne Ches. Remember again the halacha. We've had it now over and over and over again in these Mishnayos. A saw of truma which falls into 100 saw of chulin. What the person should do with 101 is remove one saw and give it to the kohen. Really, once the one saw falls into the 100, that saw of truma is botel, 100 to 1. But he still, nevertheless, in order to not be taking any value away from the Kohen, after all, has lost one saw of Truma, so you give the Kohen a saw. And we learned earlier that the Kohen had to treat it as if that was Truma. Suppose in this Mishnah Ches, saw Truma shenof lemeya, one saw of Truma falls into 100 of Chulin. So fine, it's botel. And he should, this happened on Sunday night, he knows Monday morning, I'm going to go, and I'm going to take one saw and give it to the Kohen and do my duty. But, for lo hispik lahagbiyah, it didn't happen yet. Monday morning didn't come around yet. He didn't have the opportunity to lift one saw out of the mixture of 101 to give it to the Kohen. Achenofla acheretz. Now a second saw fell into mixture. Now, two ways of looking at it. You can say, once the one saw fell into the 100, it became bottom. And it's all mitzvah adin chulin. There's only a chiyuv of hagbah, of removing one. But the mixture of 101 is batel. Now one saw fell in. That's one saw fell into 101. Surely batel, all batel. Or you can say no. That the second saw is added to the first saw. The first saw fell in 100 to 1. But until he lifts out one, there's a saw in that mixture of truma. Now that a second saw fell into the mixture, it's now not 101 to 1, but 100 of the original chulin to 2 of truma, 100 to 2, 50 to 1, it's not going to be bitul. So this is the machlokus in this Mishnah. Saw truma shenofel meyav, saw truma fell into 100. For lo hispik lahagbiyah, he didn't come around to Monday morning to be able to remove the one saw from the 101, achenoflo acheres, until lo and behold, on Sunday night, later in the night, a second saw of truma fell into the mixture of 101. Harezo asuro. Tanakama says, sorry, that's you have two saw of truma to 100 saw of chulin. It's not botel. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, once the one saw falls into the 100, it's botel. You have now 101 chulin with a chiyuv of hagbah, but there's no truma left. It's botel. Now a second saw falls in, that saw falls in, one saw of truma to 101 of chulin, no problem, that's batel too. That's the simple meaning of the Mishnah, without going into any of the complications that arise from some of the implications of these two positions. Now let's continue to Mishnah Tes. Saw truma shenof lemeya. A saw of truma fell into 100 saw of chulin. Botel. Everything's fine. Utechanon. Now he takes this bushel of wheat and grinds it into flour. And when he grinds it into flour, he no longer has 101 saw. Because in the process of grinding it and removing the various peels, the skins and whatnot, in the process of grinding it, it became now less than a total of 101. Utechanon. Ufochasu. So how do we look at it? Do we say, well, maybe the fochasu, what decreased in volume was the chulin, and the truma remained the same, and now it was no longer a proportion of 101. You don't say that, but rather you say, kishem shepochasu hachulin, just like the chulin was reduced in size from 100 to whatever it is now, kach pochasu ha-truma, so too, the truma correspondingly became reduced in size. So the proportion is still 100 to 1. It may not be 100 saw to 1 saw, so it's 100 portions to 1 portion. Nevertheless, mutar, the whole mixture of 101 portions of ground flour, is mutar. Suppose the reverse. Saw truma shenof lepochos mimeya. Suppose you have a soft truma that fell into 98 chulin. So it's not batil, it's all meduma. But now a techanon, now he's grounded into flour. Fiyosiru, and now it has increased, it has expanded in size. So we could say, oh, you know what expanded? The chulin, which was 98, now expanded to 100. And now I have 100 to 1, the truma remained the same in size. You can't say that. You have to assume, says the Mishnah, Kishem Shehosiru HaChulin, just as the 98 measures of Chulin increased in size, and now are 100 measures, Kachosiru HaTruma, so too the truma, which before was one saw, is now 1.5 saw, and you still don't have 100 to 1. Kachosiru HaTruma V'osu. However, im yadua shehachitim shel chulin yofos mishel truma. Suppose we know the chulin wheat was very high quality wheat, cleansed and ready to go, and therefore when it is ground into flour, it's going to make a lot of flour. Whereas the truma wheat, which fell in, was a lesser quality, and when it is ground, it's going to make much less of an amount of flour. Shehachitim shel chulin yofos mishel truma. So now, even though when I had the wheat, unground, I had, let's say, 98 so'ah of chulin, of fine wheat, and one so'ah of truma, of an inferior quality of wheat, now that I ground it, and I know that for sure, that the chulin was superior quality and the truma was inferior quality, so I can assume that the chulin expanded from 98 to 100, and the truma didn't expand, and maybe even shrunk. So now it's 100 to 1, or maybe even more than 100 to 1, mutar, it's mutar. Yerushalmi adds that a person here, even though there's a general principle of ein mevatlin isa lechatchila, once something is asur, and it's pronounced asur, you do not take measures to make it botel. Nevertheless, in this case, if I know that the 98, in my example, measures of chulin was superior quality and to the truma, then I can intentionally take the whole mixture, which is now 98 to 1, and therefore meduma, osur, and be mevatalit, put it into the mill, grind it. Now, by grinding it, the 98 chulin have become 100 chulin, and the one truma has remained one truma, or maybe even shrunk to less than one. And I can do that lechatchila, says the Yerushalmi. Why, says the Yerushalmi? Because the chitim wheat are, that's what you do with wheat. Obviously, you can pop a kernel of wheat in your mouth and eat it raw. But what's normally done with wheat is to grind it. So therefore, in this situation, you're allowed to do what the normal next step is. You have bushels of wheat, you take them to the mill, and you grind them. That's not a problem, says the Yerushalmi, of Ein Mevatlin Isa Lechatchila. Suppose, however, you have the following scenario. Sa'ah Truma Shenafla Lepachos Mimeya. I have a Sa'ah of Truma, which fell into 98 Sa'ah of Chulin. 98 to 1 is not going to do it. The whole thing is now meduma. I have 99 saw of meduma. V'yachat kein naflu sham chulin, and then the wind blew, or something happened, whatever. And two more saw of chulin fell into the mixture. So now I have the total mixture, 98 plus 2 of chulin over and against one of truma. So it depends how these extra two bringing the proportion up to 100, how these extra two fell into the mixture. Im shogeg muta. If it was done unintentionally, somebody just did it, didn't know what was going on here, it fell in somehow, it happened by accident, whatever, then it's muta. The imazid, however, if I intentionally go and say, oh, it's only 98 to 1 in the mixture, I'm going to add two more saw, cool, now I'm going to have 100 to 1, this is the classic case of ein mevatl nisal chatchili. Not allowed to do that. 98 to 1, it's asa. To add two more to make it mutter, this you can't do because of the principle of ein mevatl nisal chatchili. And if you disobey this principle and do add two, asa, it remains asa. The consequences of being mevatel isal chatchili and transgressing the rule of ein mevatl nisal chatchili is that you're punished, and what you've done is not considered done, and the whole thing is awesome. Interestingly enough, I've quoted before the commentary known as Melechet Shlomo. The Melechet Shlomo says here an interesting thing. This rule of Ein Mevatlin Is L'Chatchila, if you have, for example, in the case of other types of stuff, not truma, you have chaza, as ham soup, one ounce, and you have 60 ounces of chicken soup, the 60 ounces of chicken soup was mevatel the 1 ounce of ham soup. Suppose it's not 60, but only 50 to 1, and the ham, one ounce of ham soup fell into 50 ounces of chicken soup, then can I say, oh, I'll pour in some more chicken soup? You're not allowed to do that. Ein mevatel is l'chilin. If you do it b'mezid, it remains also. Where does this principle come from? All right, the Melechet Shlomo points out that the Gemara many times uses that phrase, that rule, Ein mevatlan es lachatchila. However, that phrase does not appear, writes the Melechet Shlomo, in any Mishnah. However, it's derived from the Mishnah we just studied. If one consults the Tosfos and Meseches Psochim Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where you have one of these sugyos of Ein Mevatlan Isa Lechatchila, Tosfos says that this rule of Ein Mevatlan Isa Lechatchila applies not only to him or to Truma Tahora Lahavdil, but also applies even to an Isa de Rabbonon, even an Isa de Rabbonon, Ein Mevatlan Isa Lechatchila, so that if the Isur was, for example, Basar Of B'Cholof, chicken mixed with cheese, a chicken cheeseburger, that fell into other stuff, that chicken cheeseburger is only Osam Ed-Rabbonon. However, if you don't have 60 over and against it, you can't add to bring it up to 60 because Ein Mevatla Nis L'Chatchila. However, says Tosfos there, Psochem Dav Lamed, that's only true if that Isur Ed-Rabbonon has some shoresh, some basis in the Torah. So, for example, Basarof B'cholov, chicken and milk, that's Asar only Mid Rabbonon, but it's based upon an Isar of Basar B'cholov, of cow meat, of steak and milk, and therefore, such a thing, Ein Mevatlan Isar L'Chatchila. However, something which has no Shoresh Min HaTorah, and the classic example of that is Muktzah on Shabbos. Muktzah is not also min haTorah, only min haRabbonon. Muktzah has no basis in the Torah at all, no shoresh. So then, the rule of Ein Mevatlan Isa L'Chatchila does not apply to such an Isa min haRabbonon. And therefore, if wood falls off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov into an oven, it becomes bottle, and one can add, if one has the proper amount, and one can add wood, regular wood, which is not muktzah, to the fire on Yom Tov, in order to be mevatel the wood which fell in which was muktzah. Because the rule of Ein Mevatlan Isa L'Chatchila does not apply to a Dovad Mirabonon, which is Ein Lo Shorish Min HaTorah. So I've given you a little bit extra here, quoting from the Perush Melechet Shlomo. But we have now finished Perek Hamishi, we have finished the fifth Perek, and we have completed lesson number 24.